the most important thing is there's going to be a six-month consultation. Parents, boards of management and teachers will have an opportunity to put forward their ideas as to how best to progress the protection of their exam.
One of the key proposals appears to be one whereby English would not be spoken at all in infant classes, and very much promoting immersion in the Irish language and keeping what hopefully has been happening in the family home going in the school setting.
That's one of the proposals, and I suppose in a lot of the stronger Gaeltacht areas that's already happening, but there would be some schools where subjects are taught through English, so it's given schools an opportunity to decide whether they want to be a fully immersed Irish primary school for the first 2 years and identifying themselves as an Irish primary school, rather than having a geographical definition, but the school itself will become a fully immersed Irish school for the first 2 years, junior infants and senior infants, to follow on from good work that's going on at an Enry level prior to the VUM school, and then look at the whole aspect of resources, looking at the pupil-teacher ratio, looking at extra resources for the country changa, and looking at an overhaul of the learning process and the teaching process for teachers within the Gaeltacht as well, and providing additional resources. But this is all dependent on the consultation. There will be a widespread consultation, and within the 20-year strategy, it's to build upon the existing abundance of native Irish speakers we have within the area, but to grow that, and that's very much the intention of mine.